This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Generation of talk now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Rich Zeoli.
All right, so the question, of course, is who will Biden put on the United States Supreme Court? Yes, indeed, that is the question we're all wondering about today. Good morning, welcome to the show. Glad you are here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Your chance to win coming up at 9:20. Our movie contest. This is a good one today, too, as we get ready for St. Patrick's Day, which is not far away, by the way. Spring is not far away either, which is great news as well. We'll get the latest, too, on the storm in just a moment from Dawn. And then 9:05, we'll have a guest coming up to talk to us about, his fight against cancel culture right here in Philadelphia. But Dawn, good morning. We're watching Bombogenesis.
Yes, and that is the big story. Zeoli Show News Live, sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. So we're under a winter storm watch, and meteorologists at NBC 10 say this could be one of the biggest snowstorms, one-day storms we've seen ever in Philadelphia. That's one headline. Suburban police say they're searching for this armed, dangerous man who is wanted on two counts of attempted murder after they say he followed a woman who accidentally bumped into him at a Coatesville market in the morning along East Lincoln Highway. She bumped into him in a grocery store aisle, said she was sorry. Police say this guy followed her home, and when she opened the door, when he knocked at the door, he allegedly, you know, fired the gun at her and her brother. So police searching for this guy. We also have Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettegol speaking out, saying cases look good, are going in the right direction as far as in Philadelphia, and cases of Omicron, highly contagious, yes, but much lower amounts of cases and people getting sick. That's the good news. And the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, under pressure from a large group of lawmakers, bipartisan lawmakers, to stop penalties and pause the automated collections from taxpayers whose returns have been caught in a processing backlog. So that is happening. That's happening with local lawmakers as well as on a national scale. So yes, this nor'easter is still forming, but with snow showers, strong gusty winds,
Bombogenesis
seem very, very likely. So it says we could get it holds a potential for 6 to 12 inches of snow in our region, and we could see flurries tomorrow as early as 2 p.m. But the big warnings by the National Weather Service going into effect actually 7 p.m. tomorrow. So today, bright sunny skies. It's not today, but get
ready. Tomorrow night.
Yeah,
tomorrow night into Saturday.
Yes.
And Saturday afternoon it'll be over, or it'll still be coming?
It looks like most of the day, because even though the snow kind of trickles off into the afternoon of Saturday, but what they're watching is frigid Arctic air and high winds.
Oh, gotcha.
So like a winter hurricane, or, you know, is what people are calling this. So not feeling good at night, Saturday night, and they're worried about power outages and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Exergen, I know you have a big interview coming up.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
Seconds with Exergen. Well,
this storm is what people care about.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. They keep saying things like, well, it's early. The storm is just forming. When
right.
They say those sort of, you know, little, they say those things to protect themselves, I'm like,
All my kids want to know is this. Are they? Can we have a snowball fight? Will there be enough snow to have a snowball fight and go sledding?
We don't know because it's going to be so bitter cold on Saturday.
I know.
And that's the problem.
I know.
So it's not like, so tomorrow is like 38 degrees. So tomorrow's a nicer day, but we only get maybe 1 to 3 inches and it's late, too late for the Zioli kids. But then Saturday, the high is 23 degrees. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's not fun. That's not snowman kind of weather. Okay, Exogen
agrees.
No, it's
not. You're right. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. That's a bummer.
Sorry.
I just got to keep my kids. I got to manage expectations. So that's what I got to do, you know?
Exogen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate. Their labels contain false info. Be sure to be accurate with Exogen thermometers backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exogen.com. This is Zioli Show News Live.
All right, joining me now, very happy to have on Greg Menko. Greg is a friend of the show and was a professor over at St. Joe's until recently. He's now filed a federal lawsuit alleging that St. Joseph's University fired him in wrongful termination. So I'm very happy to have Greg on the show today. Greg, I hope you're doing well. I know this has been a very, very tense couple years for you, my friend.
Rich, first, it's great to talk to you again. Thank you for this. And it's been a real tough 11 months. I mean, the wheels have been turning slowly, but you know what? Eventually, they get you to where you need to go. And here's where we're at right now. I'm looking forward to having everything addressed.
Now, you were a professor at St. Joe's. How long were you there for, and what did you teach?
Well, I'm actually still there teaching part-time for a lot less pay right now. But I was a full-time professor for 14 years as what's called a visiting professor. That means I was on a series of one-year contracts since 2007-2008 school year. And I was also a baseball coach. For a baseball coach and director of operations for 14 years. So I've been there a long time, but my annual contract was not renewed this summer after all of what happened.
Now, what happened is you had a Twitter account, you still do, it's South Jersey Giants, and you tweeted anonymously, and you tweeted a bunch of things, and over the years, I've retweeted some of your tweets, actually, I've liked some of them. None of them ever appeared racist to me, although the school alleged that they were, which I think is ridiculous, but we'll get to that. First of all, how did all this happen where these people went after you for what you were tweeting on Twitter?
Well, you know what? As far as what I knew at the time, out of nowhere, on the day in February, I got notice that there were people sharing and spreading screenshots of tweets of mine on other media platforms like Instagram and TikTok, claiming that I was racist and even transphobic. This all went down in the course of one day. When I was notified of this, that this was happening, by the end of that day, I was summoned to a Zoom meeting and suspended, and even received an email that said, with bullet points where it was from HR, where it was declared that the tweets were biased, of a biased or discriminatory nature, before any kind of investigation. And what was really disturbing, as I learned throughout the investigation, I was actually reported 4 weeks earlier about my Twitter account by the same person who orchestrated this, and nobody told me anything about it.
And the people that decided to come after you on Twitter, was there one particular tweet that got them all fired up and riled up? I mean, you have some conservative ideas. I know you were tweeting out some conservative, thoughts on things. Again, I've never seen you tweet anything racist. Is there anything particular that they really were upset by?
Well, what they claimed to be upset by were the anti-reparations and bias training tweets, which I've actually tweeted on more than one occasion. I mean, I you've been following me for a while. You know how I feel. I don't shy from my opinion regarding my opinions regarding, I'm a small L libertarian. I've shared those thoughts before. But you know what? That was total fugazi as far as claiming that they were upset over tweets. This was, these were people that were out to destroy somebody, not actually upset at what they claim to see, but using this as something a phrase a friend of mine used, as a battering ram to attack somebody. That they saw this as a cancellation attempt. And in fact, the people that were behind this, these were two former students. One of them was a student of mine. The other one was not, but they were no longer at the university. One of them had, I'll just say, a very clear ulterior motive to want to destroy me for some very unfortunate reason and use this as an excuse. Nobody was upset over this. There's no real racism here. I objected. I disagreed with public policy, something that, as you know, like, say, Dr. Walter Williams. My opinions on reparations come directly from him. And there really was nobody upset. This was a chance to bring somebody down. And that's what they used as an excuse.
Professor Greg Manko is with me right now. He's in the middle of a federal lawsuit against St. Joe's University. You know, I first of all, a lot of people are against reparations. It's not racist to be against the policy of reparations, nor is it racist to be against the idea of affirmative action or racial quotas or anything else. I mean, the Supreme Court's about to tackle the issue. And if the judges rule, as I hope they rule, that use of race in admissions criteria is inherently racist and therefore unconstitutional, they'll unfortunately probably be accused of racism. It's a shame that people take positions on policy issues and then throw that word at it. But it's a cheap shot. It's done to intimidate people, and it's a damn shame. But you're fighting back, and I'm glad you're fighting back, because it's ridiculous for somebody like yourself to lose their position because of their political ideas and their political beliefs. And also, too, I mean, you were tweeting these things anonymously. Not that I even think you should have, but you were. And so that's another layer of protection you should have had. Tell us about the lawsuit, Greg. And I also want to mention, I read in the article over from our friends at broadandliberty.com, and they do a great job over there at Broad and Liberty. You had a bunch of students who were out there protesting for you on your behalf, trying to fight for you and against this cancel culture that is just destroying colleges and universities in this country.
Well, I've had a lot of students reach out to me with support, but you know what? They're also afraid to publicly express support because, you know what? There really isn't a healthy atmosphere where people of all, you know, with all different opinions and viewpoints can express them freely. It just isn't. And I don't think it's always been this way at the university, but in recent years, it has taken a turn in that direction, a sharp turn, you know, to the left in that regard. But I have gotten a lot of support. It has meant a lot to me. It's kept me strong through this. The lawsuit is against the university for a variety of things: breach of contract, defamation, civil conspiracy, and additionally, the individuals who were involved in this, there was really bad defamation here. Beyond, if you can believe it, as bad as it is to be called a racist, to be called a racist in the performance of my job, which is what was accused by these people, they're accusing me of breaking the law. Publicly, many of them on Twitter during this, in this public campaign to get me fired. I mean, it was a campaign. I was badly defamed. People were, I mean, literally two of the defendants claimed that I fostered a hostile learning environment in my classroom. That's a career assassination. And so these have to be addressed in the proper forum. And, you know, and I'm confident in the end that it'll be done.
Good. And this federal lawsuit, it's important to note that by pushing back on this, you're also fighting on behalf of other professors and students across the country on colleges who have spoken out and have been just defamed by the university and colleges across the country. So it's a really important thing. Greg, your reputation's everything in life, and you got to fight to protect it. I think even more so than your paycheck, you'd argue.
Way more. Rich, this is bigger than me. This really is. It's important because, you know, this goes on, this has gone on at other universities, and it needs to stop, you know, where literally you have, whether it's students or former students, that can literally destroy your life just because of your viewpoint. I mean, this really is. I mean, first and foremost, I need to restore my reputation. My reputation's been totally just shredded by this. I mean, you don't recover from even accusations of racism, especially when you're suspended for an entire semester. You don't recover from that. But you know what? Aside from what I need to do personally to salvage my reputation, it is more than just me. I mean, I really need. I hope that my The students at my university who were also scared of being themselves can no longer be scared. And that this hopefully won't happen to anybody else.
Greg Menko, I wish you the best of luck, my friend. Keep us posted on your lawsuit and fight the good fight. We're glad you're doing it. Anything you need, just let us know. And we'll see you on Twitter, of course, at South Jersey Giants. Greg, thanks, my friend. I appreciate you coming on.
Rich, thank you. Take care.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rich Scioli Show on your schedule. This is the Scioli Show podcast.
Got our movie contest in just a matter of seconds. Get your dialing fingers ready. And later today, the Dawn Show, Dom Giordano. I'll be back for my afternoon podcast later today. We'll discuss all the issues, give you the latest on the Supreme Court and what rumors are out there. I love this stuff. You know me. I love it. I love it. I love it. On Twitter, at Rich Scioli. But let us do this.
Now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on the Rich Scioli Show, WPHT.
Carnelius, if you have a moment today, I'd like to discuss this expedition of yours in more detail.
Oh, certainly, sir. I'll pick up my notes and I'll come right over.
I don't understand these animal psychologists. What's Dr. Zira trying to prove?
That man can be domesticated.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Millennial, you might have just redeemed yourself. Tell them what they can win.
Oh, why, thank you. And the 12th caller today that gets the correct answer will win a $50 gift card to Molly Maguire's Irish Pub and Restaurant in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
There you go. All right, well, good luck. What do you think? Has he redeemed himself with that? I think so. But again, I don't know. I'm not sure. But at least you didn't go with the remake. So, you know.
The 2001 one is terrible.
Oh, Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Please, please.
Yeah.
So bad. Just bad. Nothing good about it. Excellent. All right. Good stuff. So now, I guess the other question, too, we got to ask ourselves today before the show's over. We got a lot. We haven't barely got into is am I happy that they renamed Woodrow Wilson High School? You know, for years I've been asking them why they're not going to do this. And because with all the cancel culture and the changing of names and stuff, I kept asking about Woodrow Wilson. But here's my question. The Woodrow Wilson rest stop. Everybody ever been there before?
Yep.
On the turnpike?
Of course.
One of the worst rest stops ever, because it's inherently racist. No, I think it might be one of the ones, they're redoing a bunch of them, you know, on the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be one of the ones. But as of right now, they're still keeping the name. It's temporarily closed. It's in Hamilton, New Jersey. It's temporarily closed right now. They're redoing it. So what do you think? When they reopen it, will they still call it the Woodrow Wilson rest stop, or will they call it something else? Woodrow Wilson, or they call it something else?
The Zioli.
They will never, as long as this idiot's governor, you think the king will name something after me? What, are you crazy? Huh?
I'm just saying.
Just saying, Dawn? You're just saying?
I'm just saying. That's my nomination.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. But let me. But come on. What do you think? You think this is what I think the plan will be. The plan will be when they reopen it, it'll just quietly be named something else. What do you think? That's my theory. All right, we'll see. How about this, Dawn? Ready for this? So this guy picks up a little test on the counter.
Yeah.
And says to his girlfriend, oh, my God, I can't believe you are COVID positive. Guess what? She's not positive.
She's Prego.
She's Prego. They look exactly alike, you know.
I know. That's what I said right away.
These rapid tests look just like a pregnancy test. So... how about that? You think you pick it up, you think, oh, man, my girlfriend's got COVID. I guess she's got to quarantine for a couple weeks. Now, even now, she's pregnant. Now, you got to quarantine for a couple years. You got to run. Get the hell out of there. Now, they put this on TikTok. They got like 25 million views or something like that.
Cute.
So, again, fugazi or what? A video detailing the uproarious gaffe currently boasts nearly 25 million views on TikTok. Here's how telling my boyfriend I'm pregnant went. And he goes, oh, it's a COVID test. Nope, not a COVID test. It's actually pregnant. So, you know, it's a, and here's the thing about these, what are they? Is it Gen Z? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
All right. So the video is not two human beings. It's a series of text messages. So first she shows him a picture. She goes, babe, right? He goes, what? This is all text messages. I know why I feel ill. He goes, why? And then she puts a picture of the test. He goes, are you joking me? She says, no, I'm not. She goes, I'm literally shaking. He says, F, right? And she says, I'm panicking. He says, does anyone know? She says, I've told Liv and Laz. He goes, F, F, F. She goes, I'm really panicking. He says, it's okay. Don't panic, babe. And then he goes, he thinks. He goes, well, we're both going to have to isolate for 10 days. Do you reckon your mom has it? She goes, wait. Do you know what that is? He goes, hang on. She goes, Charlie, I'm pregnant. He goes, OMG. Fugazi.
Yeah, because nobody says ill.
Right.
Like when
and
she
nobody
says
goes,
ill.
OMG, when you're
yeah.
pregnant. Right?
Yeah. But when she said ill, it's like she had said, you know why I've been like puking every morning or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Nobody says,
yeah.
why I've been ill?
Fugazi.
Yeah. But it's so cute.
Yeah, there's so much. Everybody wants to be a star, right? I guess that's part of the problem right now.
You know what's kind of creepy that you're bringing this up? And I didn't see the show sheet today.
No, I just saw this on the internet a few minutes ago.
Then this is even creepier. I saw that TikTok coming into work today because I was scrolling through TikTok.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
I don't, 25 million views. I keep asking the question, is it a fugaze?
You know I don't I mean? Know because... because I could, in the world of millennials and Gen Zers, I could see a boyfriend or a husband just replying with OMG after he mistaked a pregnancy test for a COVID test. I could kind of see that.
You could see that, right?
Especially with how public they post stuff on these kind of things, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, nowadays. Again, with Gen Z and millennials. We post a lot of crap.
You know, speaking of crap, McDonald's has this new thing on their menu in addition to their plant-based burger. It's they're going to combine. It's called the Land, Air, and Sea. It's going to be a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a filet of fish into a single sandwich.
Nope.
Hard pass, right?
Yeah, no.
They also have the McDonald's Surf and Turf, which is the filet of fish and a burger. A hard pass.
Yeah, why? Why?
I have nothing like that does not interest me at all. Not even close, you know what I mean?
That's really going against what the vegans want, that's for sure.
I agree with you 100%. That's what I'm saying right there.
That sandwich will have 1,330 calories with 69 grams of total fat, 124 grams of carbs, and 19 grams of sugar.
How much sodium?
Wow.
It doesn't say. I don't know the sodium, but.
I love this place, but we should compare that to the Five Guys.
2,150 milligrams for those three sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I bet you of all of it, the sodium would be the biggest.
Oh.
That's got to be enough sodium for probably a year. Year and a half, probably. I would think.
Did you see the size of it? It looks
amazing.
How would you even get that in your mouth?
I don't know. But you got to be creative right now. You know what I mean? You got to be creative.
Yeah. Do all the ingredients work together? Like, does that? You know what I mean? Like,
well, they say surf and turf, usually I don't think of a fried fish sandwich. Usually it's lobster.
Yeah.
Or crab, but I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, like a chicken, a fish, and a burger, I think is unnecessary. I think you can do chicken and fish or burger and fish. I don't know why you need the burger, the chicken, and the fish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then again, I know people that put pork roll on burgers too, and they swear by it.
Yep.
Not something I'm inclined to do. You know what I mean?
So apparently this was a McDonald's menu hack where you had like you could, it wasn't on the menu, but you could order it.
Right.
And now they're officially putting it on their menu starting January 31st.
I think it's outstanding. Why not? I mean, look, it can't be any worse than the McRib.
Whoa, yeah. What do you think they charge for something like that?
$17. 93% of restaurateurs in our area have reported a decline in customer demand for indoor on-premises dining. You know, that's the thing right now. People don't want to be outdoors because it's very cold, and not all these places have these outdoor things. People don't want to be indoors right now. 93% have reported a decline. Open Table, which is a restaurant app that everybody uses to make reservations, they've been keeping tabs on bookings in Philadelphia. When compared with the same time in 2019 to right now, the bookings are off by as much as, ready, 76%.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
And we're coming up on Valentine's Day, so that's one of the peak booking days for reservations.
According to the Inquirer in the article here, more struggles to fill seats in the city of Philadelphia, which has a vaccination mandate, than in the Pennsylvania and New Jersey suburbs. And that proves what I predicted, which is the vaccine mandate was going to hurt these restaurants. Because a lot of people just don't want to deal with it. They just don't want to deal with the hassle of it.
Can I tell you something? I think people don't want to come here because of the crime, too.
Oh, I'm sure that can't be helping, right? That can't be helping either. I can't go to the winner. I just got disconnected again, but it's Joe. Can you put Joe up for me?
Sure.
Bill, thank you. Or Greg, thank you.
Yep.
Joe, what's the movie today, buddy?
That would be Planet of the Apes, Rich.
That's it. Which one?
I think it was the first one.
Bill, is that correct?
Yep, the first one.
There you go. The first, the original, not the low-energy remake with Marky Mark.
Nah, I never saw that one.
All right, good. Well, congratulations. Go enjoy that nice Irish pub and, right, get some nice Irish food and a Guinness, all right?
I will, for sure. Stop talking about that. I'm trying to eat a pork roll sandwich, and you're talking about all that garbage they're putting out there.
Delicious. Nothing wrong with a pork roll sandwich. I just woofed one down during the break.
All right.
All right,
hey, thank you, Rich.
You got it, Joe. Have a great day, buddy. Appreciate it. Listen, USA Insulation, you know, it's the time of year right now you start realizing just how cold your home is and you want to do something about it. Well, I don't blame you because this war on energy is not going to go away. And with everything that's happening right now with Putin and natural gas and all of it, it just continues to be a nightmare. But you can do something. You can gain control with USA Insulation. See, here's the problem. When that cold air is getting in your home, when you've got drafty walls, when the warm air you're paying for is going right up through that attic, you're wasting money. You're wasting money. There's no way around it. And energy prices are only going to get more expensive. So do what I did years ago and get USA Insulation. They're going to inject their premium foam into your walls from the outside. Now, you won't see it, but you'll feel it. It's like wrapping a giant coat around your home and then putting a warm hat on when they insulate your attic. It feels so great. You will feel the difference. And most importantly, when you get your electric bill every month, you're going to see the difference. It really does pay for itself over the years. It makes your home more comfortable. And right now, you get $500 off whole home insulation. Stop freezing. Start saving today with 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. If you've got an older home, this really applies to you because newer homes are made with state-of-the-art insulation. There's no energy leaks there these days. Otherwise, the place, they're not going to get a permit. But older homes, there was no insulation, bad insulation. It broke down over the years. USA Insulation will bring your home up to modern-day energy and comfort standards. usainsulation.net or 1-800-USA-FOAM.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The city streets are empty now. The lights don't shine no more.
It is Thursday morning. Thanks for being here today. 855-839-1210. Great to have you as we look forward to what could be a big storm tomorrow. But first, what's coming up on the Dawn Show later today at 10 a.m.? Dawn, good morning. What's up? What's coming up?
Good morning. Well, of course, we're going to update all the top stories. There's so much breaking, developing stories. But we have an exclusive interview with none other than Mickey Mouse. Because he's very upset about Minnie going with the pantsuit.
Because she's a whore. She's a whore.
I'm going for Daffy Duck.
That's a good impression. I like that. That's good.
So it's the only voice I do. It's actually Buddy, my dog. So yeah.
Obviously. your dog does great impressions. So.
Yeah. I'll give him all the credit. We do. So today on this day, because it's a day where we, you know, think about the Holocaust. It's International Holocaust Remembrance Day. So why are we interviewing a pastor on this day? Well, he's also executive director of Passages Israel. So he's very passionate about connecting the next generation of younger Christian leaders with their deep biblical roots of their faith, introducing them to the people and places of Israel. So a really interesting interview, I believe, with Scott Phillips as we think about what's happening with regard to Holocaust Remembrance Day. So we'll talk about that, but also looking at, you know, playing off our interview yesterday with Ambassador Brennberg, who talked about what he calls the genocide games of what's happening, you know, in China. And so we'll talk about Holocaust remembrance, Holocaust education, genocide education, I'll take a deep dive into that. So there's a lot of positive, but there's a lot of tragic past, obviously, that he's going to talk about.
And we need to remember our past, so that's good.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because that's we can learn from it instead of canceling it out. So that and much more up ahead on The Dawn Show.
Oh, excellent, Don. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to that. And then Dom Giordano. And then, yes, I'll be back from Afternoon Podcast today. Had a little bit of a family issue yesterday I had to deal with, but I'll be back this after.
Is everything okay?
Oh, fine. Just a childcare thing.
What happens?
You know how that goes. I didn't have any childcare. It was a whole mix-up. No big deal. I don't get into it. But the point is I'll be back later today. That's the point.
There's Bridget's a realtor, and she could find a house really close to your house. And then, Mama Zioli could, Papa Zioli.
Anyway, so Greg, I know we got some more audio later today that we have to get to.
I promise I'll do my afternoon podcast today. But, Martians came down. And
well, listen, if the Martians come down, what am I going to do, right?
He's got three
if I
kids.
Eat one of those friggin' McDonald's sandwiches, there's no way I won't be able to get out of bed.
No, because your diverticulitis will cripple
you. Oh, it'll kill me. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, Dawn, what are you, his lawyer? For God's sake.
Thank you, Dawn. Exactly right. Thank you. Exactly.
Nauseous. What's on the cushy part due today is sponsored by United Tire. We all want someone to talk straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car. That's exactly what you get at all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and service locations. Need new tires or an oil change? United Tire has it all. Visit unitedtire.com to schedule your next service. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Rich, let's get into the Joe Rogan, Neil Young dust-up, shall we?
Let's do it.
Howard Stern weighed in on the Joe Rogan, Neil Young dust-up. He says, I'm against censorship,
but
Joe Rogan's vaccine misinformation is about life or death. This is apart from his program the other day.
I don't think Neil Young is for censorship. I just think he's saying, look, I don't want to be part of this organization. Because if my music is helping people bring people to the table, and then they're spreading something as lethal as don't take the vaccine, do this.
That makes sense.
I'm against any kind of censorship, really. I really am. I don't like censorship. But when you're talking about life and death, like poor Meatloaf got sucked into some weird cult.
Brought Meatloaf into it.
So I don't like censorship, but
yes.
And then the qualifier of, but when you're talking about life and death,
yes.
So then censorship's okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. That's good. Good to know.
And
by the way, they can use that just so Woke Howard Stern knows we can apply that to violent movies because school shootings. So I don't like censorship, but we got to censor violent movies because somebody may pick up a gun and shoot up a school. Like what those two kids in Columbine said they were inspired by The Matrix. Well, there you go. So, I don't like a lot of these heavy metal records, but a lot of those heavy metal records, they make kids violent. So, it's life or death. I don't like censorship, but he sounds like Tipper Gore.
And by the way,
Howard Stern sounds like Tipper Gore right there.
It's funny you brought up Columbine because in 1999, I remember this very well. Howard Stern got taken off the air in Colorado because after the Columbine shooting, he made they were in the middle of the news and he made a crude joke about it. And they literally removed him from that radio station. So it's funny you bring up Columbine, but he's been subject to this. So the fact that he's not standing up for Joe Rogan now is kind of a shame. But.
Well, Greg, I don't like censorship, but we're talking about life and death. So, So it's good they took him off the radio because it's life or death.
Well, I mean, he made a joke about Columbine and a lot of kids died.
Right, and a lot of kids died.
Yeah.
So, let's channel Whoopi and Howard Stern together. And then,
it's funny you bring up Whoopi. Let's go to The View, shall we? The View weighed in on this. And Sonny Hostin says she's also not for censorship. See, so we're going to get into a weird spot here, Rich, because you may, especially at the beginning of this clip, Joy kind of, drifts here, but you may find yourself agreeing with Joy Behar in the very beginning of this.
Okay.
So I just want to warn you about that. And then Sunny comes in and she's urging Spotify to police Joe Rogan. So listen how that conversation went yesterday.
Where is Spotify? Is it Spotify's job to sort of pick this up and run with the ball?
No.
Whose job?
It's not Spotify's job. We have a First Amendment in this country. We have to stick with it. You can't just pick and choose when you want to use the First Amendment.
I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I mean.
With the First Amendment.
You want to hear her reasoning? By the way, just so you know,
that's just amazing. I disagree with that.
She Joyce starts off very strong. Okay, great, great point. But as Sonny speaks, she goes, well, yeah, I can see
now
that.
I'm going to rethink that now.
Circumstances.
Yeah, so but that's why before I jumped to go, wow, Joy, you and I are in agreement. I figured there's something's going to come that'll make me regret saying that.
All right, let me start at the beginning.
Where is Spotify? Is it Spotify's job to sort of pick this up and run with the ball?
No.
Whose job?
It's not Spotify's job. We have a First Amendment in this country. We have to stick with it. You can't just pick and choose when you want to use the First Amendment.
I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I mean, what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. To make you happy. Let me try to twist myself into a pretzel here explaining why it's,
Joe Rogan is a horror. A horror.
Mm-hmm. A horror.
But
it's better if you say horror and not horror. Makes it more impactful.
It does.
The way to counter that bad speech is with more speech. The way to counter it is with boycotts. Mm-hmm. I admire Neil for doing this, mm-hmm. Neil Young. He's from the 60s, where musicians took political stands in those days. Mm-hmm. They didn't just let everything go the
for
way
censorship.
They do.
Most musicians back then wanted censorship and wanted other musicians to be taken off the radio. Did you know that? Fun fact.
Now, I don't see too many people taking a stand right now. So maybe other musicians will follow suit, and that would be legitimate. Mm-hmm. But Joy, it's not a cancel culture, it's a consequence culture. And the way we handle is we don't buy Spotify. We ignore Spotify.
Yeah, but don't you want good corporate citizens, Joy? I mean, you have, people always came down on Facebook and they came down on Twitter and they said they're disseminating all this dangerous information. Don't they have some accountability for it? It is their platform. It is their business. And I want a good corporate citizen. I want a citizen that has a policy. I mean, I'm not saying that Joe Rogan should be removed from Spotify. He's got 11 million listeners.
Oh, well then,
he's got $100 million, contract as of 2020. But I do think as the podcast platform, you have to have some sort of guidelines. How about a disclaimer on his podcast that says,
That's fine. Fauci doesn't like this. That'd be my disclaimer.
Oh.
Warning, Fauci doesn't think this is real.
Can I tell you something? Joe Rogan would love a disclaimer.
Oh,
whatever
he would.
It is, because it would just be more free publicity.
I am so jealous of the publicity he's getting over this.
Oh, I
really
know.
Am.
It's infuriating. It is.
Yeah. It almost makes me want to not play it because we're giving so much attention to. But it's an interesting subject in my opinion. Let's put warning labels on it like they used to with albums.
I got an idea. This one has never been done before. How about parental advisory? These lyrics might be might not like them.
I don't know if you know this, Rich, but when they did that in the 80s and early 90s, it really hurt their record sales when they slapped those parental advisory. Nobody bought those records then.
No, kids definitely did not want a record that had a parental warning label on it. No way. No chance. Teenagers? Pff,
yep.
Why would they? They would never want that.
Yep. It didn't make me want to buy that Guns N' Roses album because
there was
a giant parental advisory sticker on it.
Yeah, right. The opposite. You were like, you know what? I'll pass on this, all right?
NWA. Nope. Didn't want to buy that.
I'm good. I'll wait. I'll wait till they come out with the clean version so I can make my parents happy.
A disclaimer on his podcast that says, this is misinformation. How about removing some of the podcasts that disseminate this misinformation?
So there you go.
Riveting free speech debate on The View.
So you almost sided with Joy Behar at the very beginning, and then she drifted, and how about a parental advisor? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then if she kept talking to Beale, and how about we just take it off the radio? You know what? Even better. I'm not for censorship, but
we joke about all of these, but all of these people, Howard Stern, the ladies on The View, they're all just talking heads. They don't control policy. What about people who do control policy? Surgeon General Vivek Murthy was on with the Morning Joe crew, and Mika brought up, what are we doing about Joe Rogan and all this misinformation? You got to do something. And this was his response.
I know when it comes to how we root out the misinformation in society right now, and give people access to actual accurate information, we've got to do several things. Number one, we've got to recognize that our technology platforms, whether particularly social media, these have an important role to play. These are the predominant places where we're seeing misinformation spread. These platforms have still not stepped up to do the right thing and do enough, I should say, to reduce the spread of misinformation. But each of us also has a role to play here because we all have platforms. And particularly if you're somebody who has a large following, whether you're an entertainer, a politician, in the media, it's your responsibility, all of our responsibilities, to make sure that we are thoughtful in what we are sharing. This is not just about entertainment. It's not just about garnering clicks. This is about people's lives. And we have seen time and time again that misinformation costs people their lives. This is not just about what government can do. This is about companies and individuals recognizing that the only way we get past misinformation is if we are careful about what we say and we use the power that we have to limit the spread of that misinformation. That's going to be a critical part of how we get through this pandemic.
Use the power we have to limit misinformation. That's the part that scares me the most.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing, too, is that the government using its power to stop what it believes is misinformation is literally why we have a First Amendment, so government can't do that. And now the ladies on The View are like, yeah, you know what? This whole First Amendment thing is way overrated, if you ask me. Way overrated. Unbelievable. That's scary. That's literally like what we talk, why we have a First Amendment, so the government can't decide what information is allowed to be out there and which one, what isn't. And that's why we have it, and now they want to get rid of it. It's
yeah. There's really, I don't know. It's really no good answer to any of this. Let's talk about the Winter Olympics, shall we?
Yes, please.
The Winter Olympics, Beijing, right? That's where they're being held this year, right?
They are being held in Beijing, China. Beijing.
NBC,
the free country of China, the People's Republic.
NBC News, getting to the bottom of what you care about. What global warming means for the Winter Olympics. But Rich, not these Winter Olympics, the 2080 Winter Olympics.
Oh.
So we may see insufficient snow for the 2080 Winter Olympics. So, you know, when you're, when you're 150, you're really going to care. You're really going to care. Okay. Let's hear this report from NBC News, shall we?
Let's start with this study that shows the threat global warming will have on the future of the Winter Olympics. How viable are the games long term if countries don't do more to curb emissions?
Yeah, Allison, one of the things we really struggle with is to picture what the world is going to look like for our grandchildren. So the University of Waterloo decided to look at 2080. So that would literally be my grandchildren's era, and what the Winter Olympics would look like. And what they found was that we've had 21 sites that have hosted the Winter Olympics up to this point. Out of those 21 sites, the only one of them, one out of 21, would still be viable to host it in 2080 of global warming. And this is assuming our current emission levels. Here you can see where we've had them in North America. I mean, imagine Lake Placid not being able to host a Winter Olympics. Vancouver and Calgary, Squaw Valley, Salt Lake
they
City.
Haven't, Lake Placid hasn't hosted a Winter Olympics since 1980, by the way. It's literally too small now to host an Olympics.
The year I was born, but 41 years later,
there's zero chance it would ever host an Olympics again. 0.0. But yeah, imagine if we can ever do Olympics in Lake Placid again.
Can you imagine? Wait, like, what are the 2080 Winter Olympics? Oh, it's like, oh man, okay, inflation going.
Ask the Uyghurs what they think. Just out of curiosity.
Oh my God. NBC News getting to the bottom of what American people care about these days.
And then if we head over towards Europe, Sochi wouldn't be able to host it anymore. Sarajevo is also one of those locations. Even many locations in the Alps would be.
Sarajevo hasn't hosted the Winter Olympics since 1934, it looks like. So, you know.
Too warm in 2080 to reliably and safely host the Winter Olympics. And of course, this is all timely because next week we're having the Winter Olympics in Beijing. And by the way, it'll all be man-made snow in Beijing. There's no natural snow. The only city that this
It's China, dude. It's freaking China.
I don't know.
Oh my God, these people are amazing. Yeah. The hysteria. It's pure hysteria.
Yep.
My question is this. Can we just have Summer Olympics from now on? It'll be too hot. That'll be the next thing. They'll be like, you'll be melting to death. I mean, imagine doing the Olympics right on the line of the equator. People will be melting to death. Or in Death Valley. It'll be too hot to do the Summer Olympics in Death Valley.
Stop.
There's only 40 seconds more of this.
Could still host the Winter Olympics in 2080 would be Northern Japan and Sapporo. That would be it. So again, you know, Allison, this was the quote. It said, no sport can escape the impacts of the changing climate.
By the way, Sapporo, Japan hosted them in 1972. So in 2080, they're going to get their chance again. They can redeem themselves.
The people of Sapporo are so excited.
They are.
By the way, good for them. And also, I disagree. He says no sport is safe. Swimming is going to benefit the rising seas. I'm sorry, but seems like a whole lot more access to water, if you ask me.
Michael Phelps is coming back.
It's critical to save snow sports as we know it.
In terms of renewable energy sources, obviously a very important component to this discussion, and one thing that has been pointed to as something that has a lot of potential and could be very important in the next decade or so is algae farming. Can you explain to us what that is and the potential?
I can't. We can't do algae farming.
Tomorrow's show, algae farming. Tune in. Let's do a little teaser. Tomorrow, 9:05, I have a guest on about algae farming, all right?
Oh, God.
That's going to be on the new McPlant burger. All right, Bill, let's do it.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it today to Sue. She says most vegans I know are freegans. If there is nothing else to eat, they will just eat anything someone else prepped for them, have to pay for. I know a couple of freegans in my life.
Couple freegan friggins. Friggin freegans, if you ask me. Thank you very much. Good job, Millennial. All right, excellent stuff, Greg, from the audio. Dawn is up next, the Dawn Show, and then Dom, and then I'll be back for my afternoon podcast. I hope, I think, I will. And let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
Well, the Supreme Court, will it be Kamala Harris? Who knows? The one thing I do know, though, is that Biden wants her gone. The Democrats want her gone. This may be the opportunity to get her gone and to get a new vice president, which might re-excite the base and give Biden a fresh start. So it's something to watch for. We'll see what the Washington, D.C. rumor mill reveals today. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. We're back tomorrow morning from 6 to 10. Almost said the old time. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Dawn's next. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.